One of the most obvious facts about life is that it is not easy. It is often quite difficult. And sometimes, for some people, it seems to be well nigh impossible. And one such person is found in today's Old Testament reading. His name was Job, and his story is legendary. When Job first appears on the biblical page, he was a man of fortunate circumstances, good health, great wealth, a large and loving family, the esteem of his many friends and neighbors. And then one day, the winds of fortune suddenly shifted, and the circumstances of Job's life underwent a drastic change. He lost everything that he had. Most of us today, no matter what our problems, cannot really match Job's story of suffering. We have never known what it is to lose virtually everything in one swift stroke of cruel fate. And yet I'm sure that most of us here are aware of the days when we struggled with that fatalistic feeling that sometimes life is really too much for us. I'm sure also that most of us have walked through days when there was a sense of hopelessness as our constant companion. And most of us, like Job, wondered whether we would ever see happiness again. Now, if any of you are so fortunate as to not ever have felt those things, all you need do is stick around long enough, and you will. The plain truth is that life is hard, and sometimes it does get us down. The source of such feelings are as varied as our human experiences, but the story of Job today covers the whole spectrum. Part of his problem was financial. He had been a man of means, and in a matter of days, his entire fortune was wiped out. Poverty is a difficult thing, especially for people who at one time may have been wealthy. The same thing happens today. Many people find themselves in similar circumstances as Job. It's not to say that these people were not wealthy, but at least they were making a decent living. There was enough money every month to pay the bills and a little extra, but then one day, through no fault of their own, they lost their jobs. Suddenly, the paychecks stopped, the bills kept coming in, and there was the struggle, day by day, for economic survival. Another part of his problem was the loss of his loved ones. All of his children died in one day in a terrible desert storm. It's like the man recently who was speaking about what happened several years ago when he lost his adolescent daughter to leukemia. A friend asked him, how long did it take to get over it? The father of the daughter was quiet for a few moments, and then he answered thoughtfully, I'm not sure that I have ever gotten over it, but I have learned over the years to live with it. The only people who can comprehend that kind of pain are those people who have known it. Parents who have lost youngsters in death, they are the only ones who can comprehend what that is like. Those parents have told me that personally. It means again that life is not easy. it sometimes is able to crush the heart under this kind of sheer weight of personal sorrow. Still another part of Job's burden was his own physical illness. Along with all the other problems, he got sick because of the problems. Across the years, I have observed what serious illness is able to do to people. That it not only racks the body, it also works on the spirit, so they become dispirited. I also know that many people are able to rise above it, that they are able to learn how to transcend their limitations. But do not think for a minute that that is easy to do. It is not. Life can be very gloomy from a sickbed, and like Job, you begin to find yourself thinking that the good times and the happy times are gone forever. The last dimension of the problems of Job, perhaps the most difficult of all, the broken relationships that occurred after he was knocked down. His wife apparently offered no support to him of any kind. She was ready to give up, and she recommended that he do the same thing. Even while he was trying desperately to hang on to his faith and courage, she was advising him to curse God and simply give up and die. And then, even worse than that, three of his very best friends came to visit him for a long time. And with their bad theology, which stated that suffering is caused by sin, a punishment for sin, they began to probe around in his life, trying to find out if perhaps Job was being punished for some secret sins of his past. Broken relationships are possibly in life the most painful experience. They're worse than poverty or sickness or death. If any of you have ever been betrayed by a friend, someone that you really trusted, you discover an inclination to become cynical about life, to say the least. Job knew it all. The pain of poverty, the grief of his children's death, the suffering of his own personal sickness, and then the agony of broken relationships, people who did not understand. It's little wonder that life got him down. And sometimes, for similar reasons, we people today find ourselves in the same kind of situation. What should we do today when life gets us people down in one way or another? My very first suggestion, and I speak from personal experience, would be that we should never accept any feeling of this kind as final. When Job was overwhelmed by his problems, he said, "I shall never see happiness again." And we can understand why and how he would feel that way, recognizing what he had gone through. But if you read the entire book of Job, and it is not a long book, you will discover that he was wrong, that his happiness was not gone forever. He just thought it was. Our feelings are, in one respect, very much like the weather, changeable. It means that we need to learn to wait when life gets us down, to discover that time, the mystery of time, is a very great healer. Time heals. So whenever that little voice begins to whisper in your heart that you will never see happiness again, try not to listen. because it is not telling you the truth. Learn how to argue with that little voice. And then look beyond today. Never be convinced that your present mood is permanent, because it is not. The next suggestion is, of course, predictable, but absolutely imperative. Again, from personal experience, for God's sakes, hold on to your faith by the power of God. That is the one gift, faith, that can get you through anything. Remember, when Job was knocked down, he would argue with God. He doubted. He resented. He wondered what would happen next. But somehow, through the power of prayer, he held on to what he needed most, the healing power of the gift of faith. It saw him through. Now, when you read the book of Job, if you study the story of Job, and you're searching for an explanation to the mystery of suffering, you will be disappointed, because the book does not offer one. What the book of Job does offer us, however, is something much better. It offers us a way to overcome that works today just as it will for him thousands of years ago. As you come toward the end of the book, you will discover Job now talking to God. And here is what Job said. I had heard of you by word of mouth, but now my eyes have seen you. I had heard of you by word of mouth, but now the eyes of faith have seen you working in the events of my life. Now, God, I have seen you with my eyes of faith as you worked through the events of my life. That was all he had, this deep awareness of the mystery of the living God living in his heart. And as it turned out, that was all that he needed. Life had him down, but it could not keep him there, because he held on tenaciously to his faith through the power of prayer. And that is my prayer this morning. In the days of our lives, whenever there are times of discouragement and despair, you and I, we pray, will always have the wisdom to do the same, to see the mystery of God at work in the events of our lives. If we hold on to our faith, life will never be able to defeat us. It might get us down for a while, but it will never, never be able to keep us there.